shoot up over the skyline of Manhattan.
Hey, it's the Big Apple.
It's up to you, New York.
WXRK, New York's only classic rock and roll radio, is 92.3 K-Rock,
New York, the best.
Minutes after 8 o'clock on this fourth day of February. This is Pete Fornichal. Good morning and welcome to the Sunday Show at 92.3 K-Rock. Thank you.
long as I'm in this world, I am the life of this world.
Light of love. Lady Bits is lifting, and the sands of time are slowly shifting to the glass.
Let your light shine. people. You live in the same world as I do, but somehow I never noticed you before today. I'm ashamed to say, beautiful people, we share the same back door and it isn't right. We never met before, but then we may never meet again. If I weren't afraid to laugh at me, I would run and take all of your hands in.
At 92.3 K-Rock, that is Melanie, and the song that first brought us to our attention in the late 60s, Beautiful People. Some of you might have to prepare yourself for this next bit of information, but Melanie was 43 years old yesterday. Nah, that's impossible. Melanie will always be in her early 20s with flowers in her hair. Jesse Colin Young before that with Light Shine. We heard David Crosby and Graham Nash, one of the best things they ever did as a duo, co-written and co-performed, Out of the Darkness. Graham celebrated a birthday as well on Friday. He was 48 years old. We heard Hot Tuna with I Am the Light and Judy Collins, starting things off doing the Stones, and quite well, too. Salt of the Earth from the Judith album. All of those words and phrases I stumbled across this weekend, and those songs fell out of them. Hope you enjoyed it. 8:27, Pete Fornichel on the Sunday show. And joining us in the final hour of the program this morning will be Aztec Two-Step, an overdue visit from Rex Fowler and Neil Shulman to celebrate their recent acoustic retrospective, See It Was Like This. It's between 10 and 11 this morning. And we'll also celebrate a birthday with our featured artist in just a couple of minutes. But first, have you been listening to K-Rock weekday afternoon? Yeah.
together.
The Turtles are here on K-Rock, weekdays 2 to 6 p.m. That's 92.3 K-Rock, New York's only classic rock and roll radio.
Yep. Mother and I have always been wicked careful of you city folk and your fancy-schmancy ways. So you can imagine our surprise to learn when it comes to breakfast, you're as numb as a trout, don't know at all about it. So I'm going to let you in on a little something we've known in these parts for quite a spell. McDonald's is the place to go for a fast, hearty breakfast. They've got farm fresh eggs scrambled just right, mouth-watering hotcakes drenched in syrup, apple and cheese Danish, scrumptious pastries, and homemade buttermilk biscuits and toasted English muffins that they fill with good fixings like sizzling sausage and delicious Canadian-style bacon. Hey, tell the coffee's fresh brewed and real good, too. Now, you can get there from here, but you'll be late for work. Not to worry. In the Big Apple, no matter where you go, there you are at McDonald's.
Danny Glover is a mild-mannered cop with a midlife crisis. His new partner.
How'd you get him? Psychos or us?
Mel Gibson is a cop on the edge, sworn to protect and serve everyone but himself.
I suppose we have to register you as the lethal weapon.
Together, they just may survive their first assignment and the pressure of the holidays.
Maybe you will stay alive long enough for me to buy you a present.
Mel Gibson, Danny Glover, the original lethal weapon. Sunday at 9, 8 Central and Mountain, only on NBC.
Pete Fornicale back with you on the Sunday show. Well, the weather was not quite the mess that we were prepared to expect. That's probably because the temperature stayed a little higher than was anticipated. It's right now 39 degrees. Rain probably ending by late morning. Windy and chilly today with a chance of snow flurries during the afternoon. High 35 to 40. Tonight, clearing, windy and cold. Low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, fair and seasonably cold. High in the mid to upper 30s. Also celebrating a birthday this week is Tom Rush. He was born on February 8th, 1941 in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And we're going to feature his music from the 60s, 70s, and 80s on the Sunday show at 92.3 K-Rock.
Don't want you back. We only try. friends have tried to turn my nights to day. Strange faces in your place can't keep the ghosts away. Just beyond the darkest hour, just behind the dawn, still feels so strange to lead my life alone. I no regrets, no tears goodbye. Don't want you back. We don't look dry. Say goodbye.
up to the inbound. Frost perched on the top. It hovered in a frozen sky, gobbled summer down. When the sun turns traitor cool, shivering trees are standing naked. And I get the urge for going, and I never seem to go. And I get the urge for going when the meadow grass is summertime is a falling down, winter's closing in. And I had a girl in summertime with summer colored skin. And not another man. Darlings are when the leaves fell trembling down, and bully winds did rub their faces in the snow. She got the urge for going, and I had to let her. When the meadow grass was in town, summertime was in fall, and the winter was in blue. The warriors of winter give a cold triumphant shout. And all that stays is iron, and all that lives is getting out. You see the geese in the chevron place, flapping and racing on before the snow. Got the urge for going. They've got the wings, and they get the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown. Summertime is falling, the winter's closing. Fly the fire with kindling, pull the blankets to my chin. And I'll lock the vagrant winter out, open my wandering room. I'd like to call back summertime and have her stay just another month or so. Got the urge for going, and I guess she'll have to go. And she gets the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning. All her empires are falling down, winter's closing. And I get the urge for summertime is a falling down.
At 92.3 K-Rock, that is our featured artist this week, Tom Rush. All of those from the 60s and his landmark album, The Circle Game. I say that because there are songs on this recording written by James Taylor and Jackson Brown and Joni Mitchell before anyone had heard of any of them. Tom had discovered their songwriting talents. And no slouch in the composing department himself. We heard his own No Regrets and the instrumental Rockport Sunday, as well as Joni Mitchell's Urge for Going. This is the only one of Tom's albums available in the compact disc format, The Circle Game from 1967. Other neat little touches to the cover photos, front and back, were taken by Linda Eastman, better known these days as Linda McCartney. Tom Rush in the 60s from the Circle Game album. We'll continue with more in the hours ahead on the Sunday show.
92.3 K-Rocks. Count the classics. The longer you listen, the more you can win. Weekdays between 7 and 8 a.m., Howard Stern will announce the classic artist of the day. We guarantee to play at least one song from that artist during each classic rock block through 5 p.m. Then between 5 and 6, Flo and Eddie will give you a chance to count the classics. You'll get $100 for each song you identify. Name them all, and we'll throw in a bonus to bring your total winnings to $1,000. On Thursday, all values double, so you might win up to $2,000. Know your classic artist of the day. When the longer you listen to K-Rock, the more cash you can win as we play Count the Classics on 92.3 K-Rock, New York's only classic rock and roll radio. When you fly Virgin Atlantic Airways upper class from JFK or Newark to London, you'll have a front row seat to one of the world's most lavishly celebrated film festivals. It begins with a chauffeur-driven sedan ride to the airport. After priority check-in, you'll be ushered to one of their fully reclining sleeper seats, and you'll choose from a gourmet dinner menu that includes a choice of vintage wines. Then it's time for the Virgin Atlantic Film Festival, a personal video walkman with over 50 great films to choose from. Top features like Beaches and Dangerous Liaisons, classics like The Day the Earth Stood Still, even top BBC films and current music videos. When the festival ends, you'll be in London, and another chauffeur-driven sedan will be waiting. Or, if you'd prefer, a free two-day Avis car equipped with a cellular telephone. All for the price of a business class seat. And the best news is, tickets are still available. But don't wait too long to make your reservations, or you may have to settle for con. Virgin Atlantic Airways, the entertainment capital of the sky. And don't forget to ask about Virgin's special $99 one-way economy class fare. Restrictions apply.
Frank DeFord, editor of the National Sports Daily.
The best sports writers from every newspaper in the country. How do we get them? By giving them the chance to move from the back of the paper right up to the front page. At the National, sports comes first, not after the politicians behind the catastrophes in back of the stocks and bonds, but first, last, and in the middle. That's what we offer guys like Mike Lupica and Lyle Spencer and John Feinstein here in New York, the chance to be part of the new National pastime. And that's how we got them.
And today, the National is going to get you with the debut column of Mike Lupica. Sassy, brassy, nobody puts you between the lines like Mike Lupica when he's shooting from the lip. Today and every Sunday, only in the National. Plus, read the story that everybody will be talking about when Frank DeFord takes you inside the world of the boss, George Steinbrenner. It's Hardball, the way only Frank DeFord can play it. So pick up a copy of the National today, and you'll never put it down. The National, for the everyday fan, every day.
Pete Fornichal back with you on the Sunday show, and an annual event that we thought had come to an end last year has been revived. Peter Yarrow's annual PS6 concert takes place this year on Friday night, February 9th at 7:30 p.m. That's this coming Friday night at the PS6 Peter Yarrow Auditorium. See the connection here? The auditorium was dedicated in his honor last year. And Peter's going to perform in his own auditorium this year. I think that's a good deal. On Friday night, February 9th at 7:30. PS6 is at 45 East 81st Street. Tickets are $5 for children, $15 for adults. And for further information, you can call this number, 212-369-3994. That's 212-369-3994.
Leave me the sunshine.
the falling rain, weaving me the hope of a new tomorrow, and fill my cup again, sing it with me.
Completely lost.
sing to me, Miami. It is hard to be alone. Your face is unfamiliar and your ways are all unknown. It's been many miles, many days since I last felt at home. I used to think I was a rock. I'm sinking like a stone, like a stone. Love came laughing to my door and called me by my name. I let her walk within my walls for a while. She did the same. Until I became confused and frightened by the anger in my soul. So I went out and broke her heart, and she had to let me go. Sing to me, Miami. There is summer in your eyes, and my throat is hot and aching from the tears I cannot cry. Now your palm tree stands serene against your shining southern sky, and I need to find your fountain. My well is running dry, running dry. Salvation for the fool. I'm stumbled, but I had no intention to be cruel. And I have lost more with that lady than I will ever hope to find. And if she were here, I'd settle for some simple peace of mind. Sing to me, Miami. Of the dreams you had that died, now the seas sustained you in her arms, so warm and wide. I have come here to your open shore with no one at my side, just to lose myself in your embrace and drift out with the tide.
At 92.3 K-Rock, that is Josh Joplin from an album, his side of an album that he shared with David Roth a couple of years ago. And a song entitled Miami. You may have recognized Sean Colvin on background vocals. And Josh will be appearing along with Mike Agrinoff. Mike, who did that wonderful Ballad of the Sandman, which we played for you just last New Year's Eve. They'll both be at the Uptown Coffee House tonight. Showtime is 7 p.m. at the Riverdale Yonkers Society for Ethical Culture, 4450 Fieldston in the Bronx. The Uptown Coffee House opens its doors at 6:30. Free parking is available at the Fieldston School across the street from the Meeting House. Coffee, tea, and a variety of baked goods are served. Tickets are $5, general admission. $2.50 for children under 12. If you want more information, the number to call is 212-866-5786. That's Josh Joplin and Mike Agrinoff tonight at the Uptown Coffee House in the Bronx. Before that, we heard Peter Yarrow, and his original solo version of Weave Me the Sunshine is also a version of that by PP&M. But that's Peter Solo, as he will be on Friday night at the annual PS6 concert, 45 East 81st Street here in Manhattan. It's just about 9 o'clock. Pete Fornatale on the Sunday show, Aztec Two-Step, our guests in the final hour of the program. And we also want to welcome to New York the original members of POCO, who will be doing their first concert in New York City. I don't even want to guess how many years it's been, at Radio City Music Hall on February 9th and 10th. That's next Friday and Saturday night. The original members of POCO back in New York City, a town that was always great for them, and no reason why it won't be again. And we will hear from those original members right after this message from Tony Pig at 92.3 WXRK, New York's classic rock and roll radio, K-Rock.
This is Tony Pig on 92.3 K-Rock, and I'm here Monday through Friday right after the Howard Stern Show for back-to-back, wall-to-wall classic rock and roll. We play Go Figure in the 11 a.m. hour. It's the all-request K-Rock Cafe, where you pick all the songs at noon, and we have the Soul Patrol just ahead of Flo and Eddie at 2. Now you have no reason to switch your radio dial. Lock it in all day at 92.3 K-Rock, New York's only classic rock and roll radio.
I remember a feeling not too long ago. The kids came dancing, their hearts were romancing. The music was like, oh, oh. Some call it country, call it rock and roll.
Just a little bit of magic in the country. First thing, yeah.
let's begin. We're bringing you back down home where the folks are happy. Sipping, picking, and a grin. Casually, you and me will pick up the pieces of somebody yelled out at me. Thanks for music and company. Time to make sense on a Sunday afternoon. Just as much as yesterday, still have a place in your heart to be. Think it over, cause we'll all be going home so soon. Well, there's just a little bit of magic in the country music we're singing. So let's begin. We're bringing you back down home where the folks are happy. Sipping, picking, and a grinning. Casually, you and me will pick up the pieces of heart. If you had the time to stay, would you sit yourself down and play country music, singing songs that we both. When the both of us will sit down and strum on our guitars, and you'll see I really have a lot like you. Well, there's just a little bit of magic in the company music we're singing. So let's begin. We're bringing you back down home where the folks are happy. Sipping, picking, and a grinning. You and me will pick up the pieces of
dead. We know when there ain't nobody, and nothing's gone. Don't feel alone, 'cause you have a friend. Look within. We go astray and we need somebody to go away. Don't be afraid, you have a friend. Look within, look within. Within every soul there was left to be to see. As in the soul of the earth they are conceived. Prayers rain to make it grow. While I'm willing to tell you, don't be sad, don't be sad. There's time waiting on you. Open your heart, you have a friend. Look with me, look with
at 92.3 K-Rock, the Sunday show welcomes Poco to Radio City Music Hall on February 9th and 10th. Poco music from all eras there. From the 60s, we heard Picking Up the Pieces. From the 70s, Crazy Love. And from the 80s in their reunion album, Legacy, last year, Jim Messina's Look Within and Richie Furay's When It All Began. Ah, yes, When It All Began. The Bottom Line welcomes Larry Coryell, the quartet featuring Stanley Cole, Marvin Smitty Smith, and Buster Williams on February 7th and 8th, also appearing Bob's Diner. February 9th and 10th, an evening with Buster Poindexter and his Banshees of Blue. February 12th, Russ Taff and Diane Ponzio. February 13th, Hugh Harris, Ann Klein, and Delta Squad. On February 14th, Valentine's Day, it's Sensitive New Age Guys, an evening of love songs with Christine Lavin and John Gorka. On February 15th, Chris Christopherson. February 16th through the 18th, the 16th annual David Bromberg Bottom Line Anniversary Celebration. And then on Monday, February 19th, Al Cooper, also appearing Robert Schimmel. On February 24th, the 7th annual Fast Folk Review featuring Julie Gold, Jack Hardy, David Massengill, and many others. Moving into March on the 1st, an evening with Holly Neer, and on the 3rd, an evening with Kenny Rankin. All of that coming up at the Bottom Line.
Hey, what are you doing home this weekend? You should be at the New York Marriott Marquis. Hi, I'm Judd Hirsch, and I want to tell you what a great weekend you can have there. The Marquis is like a world all your own, with everything you need for a great weekend in Manhattan. Right in the heart of Broadway, near theaters, museums, and shopping, with oversized guest rooms, some of the largest in the city. Not to mention the incredible sights from New York's only revolving rooftop restaurant, The View. It's all there this weekend, even though you're not. And next weekend, when I hope you will be there. Now the money part. Just $74.50 per person, double occupancy, Friday or Saturday night. Call 1-800-228-9290 or 212-704-8700 for reservations. The New York Marriott Marquis. When you want to get away to a world all your own. That's what I do. So I'll see you there.
Frank DeFord, editor of the National Sports Daily.
The best sports writers from every newspaper in the country. How do we get them? By giving them the chance to move from the back of the paper right up to the front page. At the National, sports comes first, not after the politicians behind the catastrophes and back of the stocks and bonds, but first, last, and in the middle. That's what we offer guys like Mike Lupica and Lyle Spencer and John Feinstein here in New York, the chance to be part of the new national pastime. And that's how we got them.
And today, the National is going to get you with the debut column of Mike Lupica. Sassy, brassy, nobody puts you between the lines like Mike Lupica when he's shooting from the lip. Today and every Sunday, only in the National. Plus, read the story that everybody will be talking about when Frank DeFord takes you inside the world of the boss, George Steinbrenner. It's Hardball, the way only Frank DeFord can play it. So pick up a copy of the National today, and you'll never put it down. The National, for the everyday fan, every day.
39 degrees at 9:18. That's probably why we didn't get the snow that had been anticipated overnight. Our forecast rain probably ending by late morning. Windy and chilly today with a chance of snow flurries during the afternoon and a high 35 to 40. Though it's 39 right now, we might go beyond that. Tonight, clearing, windy, and cold, low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, fair and seasonably cold, high in the mid to upper 30s. Pete Hornetell on the Sunday show. Aztec Two-Step, our guests in the final hour of the program this morning. And right now, it's back to our featured artist, Tom Rush, this time in the 70s at 92.3 K-Rock.
Colors of the sun flashing on the water tide, echoes from the land. Digging for a coin, many other tiny words slipping past my hands. Wait to understand that you are not dreaming. It's nice just to be this way. Shadows on the sky, home and nest of seagull songs, rising from the sand. Fading to the wind, sailing on a looking glass. Where I stand,
when they see another sky. From my fallen window I can see I'll never be in the sky. This here mandolin carved out of pine was willed to me by an old hobo way down the line. He donated this mandolin with these last words: before I pass over, boy, I'll show you some chords. This here mandolin's made out of earth and of stone. The sound of the railroad makes you feel all alone. This mandolin will take a hobo back. This dear mandolin is sure full of sand. It'll play out a tune if there's a pop on the tree. She'll sing you the song of the super chief out of St. Paul and Matty Hall. This there mandolin makes the young girl open up her window like a warm bed on a rainy night, like a hex sign on a barn. This there mandolin will keep a hobo from harm. Thank you.
remember little sister looking.
At 92.3 K-Rock, that's our featured artist this week, Tom Rush, in the 70s, displaying his powers as an interpreter on a trio of selections. That last one by Canadian singer-songwriter Murray McLaughlin, Child's Song. Michael Smith, before that, wrote The Dutchman, among other things. We heard Hobo's Mandolin and Jackson Browne's Colors of the Sun, starting off that set. By Tom Rush.
Hi, this is Flo.
And this is Eddie.
And we're on 92.3 K-Rock, Monday through Friday from 2 to 6 in the afternoon, right after Tony Pig and just before Meg Griffin.
But Flo, it's the weekend. And now that we're in New York, some of our favorite jocks are on 92.3 K-Rock every Saturday and Sunday.
Like who?
Like Pete Fornatel, who made the switch to K-Rock. He's here Saturday and Sunday mornings from 8 to 11.
And Allison Steele, the night bird. She's on K-Rock now on Saturday night starting at 8 o'clock.
Ooh, and don't forget Vince Scalza and Idiot's Delight, Sunday nights beginning at 8.
They made the switch, but you make the switch too.
Classic Jock
and Classic Rock on 92.3 K-Rock,
New York's only classic rock and roll radio.
Twin Cloud Productions is happy to welcome home David Bromberg with the fourth annual Big Band Reunion Concert in his hometown. David Bromberg returns to the Tarrytown Music Hall on Friday and Saturday, February 23rd and 24th. Showtime each night is 8 p.m. Opening the show Friday is songwriter David Massengill. And on Saturday, it's Leslie Ritter and Amy Frayden of Woodstock with some special surprises. Tickets for both shows can be purchased by calling the Twin Cloud Information Hotline, 914-332-TIXS. That's 914-332-8497. Tickets are also available at Books and Things in Tarrytown and through all Ticketmaster locations and Ticketmaster by phone. That's the David Bromberg Big Band Homecoming Reunion, and there's no place like seeing it then in front of the hometown crowd.
One phone call. That's all it takes to dial an office, and you can be resting a bit easier tonight. Call one of their trained sales pros and save on their everyday low prices of 60% off the top brands, including Simmons Beauty Rest. All Beauty Rest from Simmons have the unique individually pocketed coil system so that every inch of your body receives the exact support it requires. Call Dial-A-Man for 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You can pick the time for your delivery any 2 hours from morning till midnight. Dial-A-Mattress will deliver that Simmons Beauty Rest on your approval.
Here's your mattress.
They set it up. If you like it, pay the driver by cash or major credit card.
It's a deal.
It's so easy to make that call, whether at home or from your office. It's now only a local call from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Philadelphia, or Washington. Just dial M-A-T-T-R-E-S. Oh, and remember, leave off the last S, because that's the S.
Dial-A-Mattress. 50 years ago, RCA gave television to the world. Now, a half century later, RCA patented technology is still used by every major television manufacturer in the world. That same RCA name is now on the best TVs we've ever made. We call it ColorTrack 2000, offering surround sound stereo, digital effects, and the all-in-one universal remote control. There's the RCA exclusive VHD picture tube and channel guide, allowing you to view up to 12 channels at one time. Yes, RCA gave TV to the world. Now there's RCA ColorTrack 2000, with rebates of $50 to $100 on selected 26 and 27-inch consoles and selected camcorders. Now more than ever, visit your RCA dealer. Come see the color on RCA.
Color.
Frank DeFord, editor of the National Sports Daily.
The best sports writers from every newspaper in the country. How do we get them? By giving them the chance to move from the back of the paper right up to the front page. At the National, sports comes first, not after the politicians behind the catastrophes in back of the stocks and bonds, but first, last, and in the middle. That's what we offer guys like Mike Lupica and Lyle Spencer and John Feinstein here in New York, the chance to be part of the new National pastime. And that's how we got them.
And today, the National is going to get you with the debut column of Mike Lupica. Sassy, brassy, nobody puts you between the lines like Mike Lupica when he's shooting from the lip. Today and every Sunday, only in the National. Plus, read the story that everybody will be talking about when Frank DeFord takes you inside the world of the boss, George Steinbrenner. It's Hardball, the way only Frank DeFord can play it. So pick up a copy of the National today, and you'll never put it down. The National, for the everyday fan, every day.
Join Meg Griffin on Saturday, February 10th at the Paramus Park Mall in Paramus, New Jersey from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Meg can register you for the Ski for Life Challenge to be held on February 24th at Vernon Valley Great Gorge to help fight cystic fibrosis. The K-Rock van will be there with lots of free giveaways, and your participation will help New Jersey cystic fibrosis patients. For more information, call the New Jersey Organization of Cystic Fibrosis at area code 201-256-9092. And, of course, you can join Meg every weeknight from 6 to 10 right after Flo and Eddie and just before Jimmy Fink here at 92.3 K-Rock, home of New York's classic rock and roll. Pete Fornatale on the Sunday show. And do you know what occurred in the middle of this past night, in the deep, dark hours of February 4th? 1990, at 4:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, to be exact. That was the exact midpoint of this winter. 44 days, 23 hours, and 59 minutes of winter elapsed at that moment, and the equivalent remains before 4:19 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on March 20th, 1990, which is the spring equinox and the beginning of spring. So we are beyond the point of no return in this winter of 1990. Now, admittedly, it hasn't been much of a winter so far.
Winter has me in its grip. Think I'll take a summer trip on a sunny sailing ship where the shells lie in the sand. I'm too young to feel this old. I need you and you only when the weather gets this cold. And the winter has me in its grip. Think I'll take a summer trip on a sunny sailing ship where the shells lie in the sand. No use in going, 'cause it's cold inside my heart, and it's always snowing since the day we broke apart. Like the spring and summer run to fall, but when the weather's in you, there's no hiding place at all. That's why winter has me in its grip. Think I'll take a summer trip on a sunny sailing ship where the shells lie in the sand.
every song we know. Turn off all the lights. What will we do when the music ends? What will we see when the lights go out? How can you feel when a friendship ends? Inside out. We're far away. Lost in dreams, high above any clouds we see. But who knows when the storm will come? Who knows when the winds will rise? Who knows what those notes will blow in our eyes? Who knows? Be the first to go. On their way, alone with a frozen tear, in search of a better year, or just a warmer night. Who knows when the clouds will pop? When the sun will rise, who knows what those winds will blow in our eyes. So just for now, we'll stay by the radio. We'll sing every song we know. Turn off all the lights. Wrap the blankets for me. Shut the window tight. Put your arms around me. For all we know, it may snow. I'm
into the streets and walk through snow and city sleep behind your roof. Sometimes in winter, forgotten memories remember you behind trees with leaves that cry. By the window, once the way to call you, laughing slightly, you would run. Trees alone would shield us in the meadow, making love in the evening sun. Now you're gone, girl, and the lamps call your name. I can hear a bell in a spring of frozen rain. Now you're gone, girl, and the time slows down till dawn. It's a cold room, and the walls ask where you've gone.
sleeping in beds that are warm. Sleep in beds that are
at 92.3 K-Rock. That is Paul Winter and the title track from his Winter Song album. Paul Winter will be doing his annual Mardi Gras show at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine on February 23rd and 24th. And this year, it's a carnival for the rainforest. We'll have more information for you on that as the month progresses. We heard the Straubs from their Hero and Heroine album, The Autumn Suite, the last part of The Autumn Suite, the winter long. Judy Collins recorded live at Town Hall in March of 1964 with Winter Sky, one of Blood, Sweat, and Tears' greatest hits, the Steve Katz song, Sometimes in Winter. Gordon Lightfoot's song for A Winter's Night, Willie Nininger, and On a Winter's Night, that was also the title of Christine Lavin's compilation of winter and seasonal songs that she was offering around the holidays. And Don McLean starting things off from the Homeless Brother album, Winter Has Me in Its Grip. But don't despair, we're past the point of no return. And we are going to sail away from this winter of 1990 right after we listen to this potentially enriching message at 92.3 WXRK, New York's classic rock and roll radio, K-Rock.
92.3 K-Rock plays Count the Classics Monday through Friday. Listen between 7 and 8 a.m. to the Howard Stern Show for the day's classic artists. Then count how many times we play that artist through 5 p.m. Flo and Eddie will give you a chance to count the classics between 5 and 6 p.m. Win $100 for each correct title. Name them all, and we'll throw in a bonus to bring your total winnings to $1,000. Prize values double on Thursday. So you might win $2,000. The longer you listen, the more you can win. Only from 92.3 K-Rock, New York's classic rock and roll radio.
Got out of town on a boat from the southern island. Sailing to reach for a following sea. She was making for the trade on the outside, and the downhill run to Papeete. Off the wind on this heading lies a Marquesa. Got 80 feet of a water line. Nice to make and wait in a noisy bar in Avalon. Tried to call you, but on the midnight watch I realized I thought you ran away.
Think about how many times I had thought of it. Baby, saw you in me, thought your voice did come for it. What happened from you and me? Can I be forgotten?
I've been around the world.
what you said. And we never failed to fail. It was the easiest thing to do. You will survive being bested. But if I will come along lately, forget about loving you. In the Southern Cross.
At 92.3 K-Rock, that is a fine singer-songwriter by the name of Parker McDonald and a song of his own called I'm Headed Home. And that's exactly what he did. True to his word, Parker went back to old Ohio where he hails from and has abandoned music for a career in finance. And I think that's music's loss, unfortunately, although I'm sure he will still be dabbling in it in one way or another. Parker McDonald, I'm Headed Home. Crosby, Stills, and Nash before that with Southern Cross for the friend of a friend who is celebrating a birthday. And coincidentally, so is Graham Nash, who was 48 years old on Friday. And 49 on February 8th is our featured artist, Tom Rush. We'll get back to his music from the 80s in just 2 minutes.
Twin Cloud Productions is happy to welcome home David Bromberg with the fourth annual Big Band Reunion Concert in his hometown. David Bromberg returns to the Tarrytown Music Hall on Friday and Saturday, February 23rd and 24th. Showtime each night is 8 p.m. Opening the show Friday is songwriter David Massengill. And on Saturday, it's Leslie Ritter and Amy Fraden of Woodstock with some special surprises. Tickets for both shows can be purchased by calling the Twin Cloud Information Hotline, 914-332-TIXS. That's 914-332-8497. Tickets are also available at Books and Things in Tarrytown and through all Ticketmaster locations and Ticketmaster by phone. That's the David Bromberg Big Band Homecoming Reunion, and there's no place like seeing it then in front of the hometown crowd.
Hey, New York. Y'all think you're so hip to the newest fad, the hottest place? Well, I'm here to introduce a concept to you that the rest of the world's been on to forever. It's called breakfast. Y'all must be starving, so I'll make this fast. McDonald's. Yeah, McDonald's for breakfast. They got the most scrumptious buttermilk biscuits and toasted English muffins, and they fill them with lots of delicious stuff like farm fresh eggs, real Canadian style bacon and sizzling sausage. There's apple and cheese danish, pastries, and mouth watering hot cakes drenched in syrup. Of course, there's fresh brewed coffee and orange juice that's as sweet as your mama's smile. Ice cold, too. And because you're busy, they're fast and friendly, even at 7 a.m., and they're everywhere. Now, I know all this is new to you, so take a night to sleep on it, and I'll see y'all in the morning for breakfast at McDonald's.
Pete Fornichal back with you on the Sunday show, joining us a little later this hour, Aztec Two-Step. And right now we have a couple of final selections from our featured artists this week. Tom Rush, this time in the 80s. Any Star Trek fans out there at 92.3 K-Rock?
I'm sitting here in my jockeys, my last clean pair of socks. Just me, a bud, some Fruit Loops, reruns on the Magnavox. There's a pile of final notices in my mailbox. Whoa, 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 whoa. Now the president, he's telling me the recession came and went. Nobody got broke. We only got bent. So how come my phone's still off? And I can't pay my rent. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, boy. I'm just a poor old Trekkie in a world I can't afford. All my life supports have failed. All the other ships have sailed. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up. Listen. Can't you hear me, Enterprise? Can't you see I'm on the run? You're coming for me, I can hear them knocking. Set the phasers to stun. Now the Klingons, they came last night. They repossessed my van. My cerulean brandy's all used up. This is my last can. But I ain't giving up, no way. Cause I still have a plan. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up. Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up, boy. Bring it on home. I'm just a
bending knee, I can't get free. I am paralyzed by your losing eyes.
At 92.3 K-Rock, our featured artist, Tom Rush, with one each from the two live albums he put out in the 80s. We heard Louisiana Eyes and a song written by singer-songwriter Jake Holmes, Beam Me Up, Scotty. Tom Rush celebrating his 49th birthday on Thursday, February 8th. Pete Fornichel on the Sunday show. I'll be back with my guests, Aztec Two-Step, right after these words.
Danny Glover is a mild-mannered cop with a midlife crisis. His new partner.
How'd you get him? Psychos or us?
Mel Gibson is a cop on the edge, sworn to protect and serve everyone but himself.
I suppose we have to register you as the lethal weapon.
Together, they just may survive their first assignment and the pressure of the holidays.
Maybe we'll stay alive long enough for me to buy you a present.
Mel Gibson, Danny Glover, the original lethal weapon. Sunday at 9, 8 Central and Mountain, only on NBC.
If you love the taste of smooth milk chocolate and light crispy wafers, just say what we say in yawning.
One, two, three, four. Hear me out, Braves. Hear me out, Braves. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. That a chocolate crispy taste gonna make your day. That's why wherever you go, you hear the people say. Hear me out, Braves. Hear me out, Braves. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Oh, yeah? So you think you've seen New York, huh? You haven't. Not until you've seen the view from the View restaurant at the New York Marriott Marquis. Hi, I'm Judd Hirsch, and I want to tell you just how spectacular the view is. Imagine the Manhattan skyline revolving around you. I mean, you could toast each other while taking in the Hudson River. You can eat your entree with all of Central Park at your feet. And you can linger over dessert while looking over, well, my neighborhood. It's right out there, you see it? Or you can sip cocktails and dance to live music at the top of the View Lounge. So whether you're planning an intimate dinner for two, a theater party for eight, or a special event for a special group, why not give the View a spin? Next time you're out on the town, take in the view from the View restaurant and the top of the View Lounge at the New York Marriott Marquis. But don't take my table. Call 212-704-8900 for reservations. The New York Marriott Marquis. Come up to the view and be in a world all your own. Hey, can I go around again?
This is Pete Fornichel back with you on the Sunday show with my special guests this morning, Rex Fowler and Neil Shulman, Aztec Two-Step. that is the one that introduced a lot of us to Aztec Two-Step in the early 70s, and it surely does wear well.
Thank you.
Good morning,
good
guys.
Good morning.
Welcome back. I want to start off with a couple of thank yous, actually. First of all, for coming to my welcome to K-Rock party with Vinny a couple of months ago. Still recovering from that. And a year ago, when at the last minute you did me a great favor of coming to our anniversary party and stole the show. I mean, stole the show. That must have been a good feeling for you guys as well, eh?
It was fabulous. Great way to start the day on Sunday, wasn't it?
Yeah, and the year in that instance.
Yeah. You just had your... Oh, it was the Folkways party, but...
That's right. Yeah. It's the annual event. We just did our most recent one a couple of weeks ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Once again.
Thank you. You know, that song, as I said, is the one that by which a lot of us met you for the first time. And it's sounding better to me. It's sounding more important to me as the years pass. Evoking that era and recalling those names and those sentiments. Do you feel that way about it as well?
Well, you know, the introduction, which I'm glad you requested, because, you know, sometimes on radio or TV or whatever, you don't always get that opportunity, but it evolved because, you know, from performing and whatnot and just thinking about the historical factor. I mean, the Beats were predecessors to the hippies, which I was in the 60s, and there seems to be more and more validity to that, to the actual art form that went down back then. You know, the poetry and the things that, and even Kerouac, I think, is becoming more accepted as a legitimate writer.
Absolutely.
Whereas, and I still think that he is yet to really be recognized for what he did and his form. You know, which he tried to write like the jazz musician. Played in kind of that stream of consciousness and that and whatnot, and I think he was, you know, very important to a lot of writers in the 60s. You know,
that is precisely the sentiment that the song celebrates, and the main reason, and this visit is long overdue, because it's really to celebrate what I consider to be a long overdue project, and that is the collection of Aztec Two-Step's best work in one place. And it's called See It Was Like This, which is a line from the poem from which you took your name.
Exactly.
Isn't that correct? The Ferlinghetti poem. Mm-hmm. An acoustic retrospective, Aztec Two-Step, on Flying Fish Records. I highly recommend it to everyone's record or CD collection out there. Was it a catharsis for you to do this, an emotional experience?
Well, it was a cold studio up in Maine in the middle of January, I think. But no, it was something that people had been telling us we should have done for a long time. And I guess it just started to make sense. You know, there's so much this folk resurgence and so on and so forth. And there's a lot of radio out there that we know that we could have, you know, we knew we could get if we made this record. And most importantly, I think for the people who've been following us all these almost 19 years. So it's something, as you said, it's long overdue. And for whatever, you know, we always take a little longer, or, you know, you can always go back 20/20 hindsight and wonder why you did or didn't do things, but it's definitely something we're glad we've done.
Neil, the decision to re-record the material as opposed to going after the tracks that had been recorded,
Well, you know, that, as Rex was saying, we had so much feedback so many times about... We love your concerts, our audience would say. We love hearing just the two of you play. And in a way, we needed, you know, I think that... So we wanted to just do it and give the audience that record, unlike any of our previous records, that was just the two of us. And there's a lot about that. I mean, some of those records we thought were great, and some we thought we missed it. You know, we walked when all was said and done. We had a comments pro and con. You know, so we knew on some cuts we'd missed it. We wanted to gather all that material together. And also, I think we wanted just to take it back from those record companies, and some of it sitting in their dusty vaults. And easier for us to take those songs and do them again than to possibly pick it on the sidewalks in front of RCA or Elektra Records, you know, in a gentle way, trying to persuade them to re-release our previous cuts or allow us to have them and gather that material.
So it was a chance to go back in again and do it right and get it out there and make it available, which I'm glad you have done. And it does cover the entire spectrum of your time together, not just the early days, but even the more recent material, including a song that I love from that album you put out a couple of years ago, living in America. Do you want to tell us about that one?
Well, this song was written for John Lennon, and I wrote it right after he was murdered here in the city, and it really was. You know, you hear. I've always heard people talk about how a song just wrote itself, or you know, and this was probably the only song that ever did. I had no intention of writing a song, and I was really depressed, as most people were, and I hadn't played my guitar for over a week or so, and when I finally could pick it up, the song just literally came out. And you know, the title, if you remember the children of the 60s, you probably remember this horrible bubblegum song called Johnny Angel. You know, Johnny Angel, la 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 la. And I hate to say it, but that's the origin of the title. But you know, the sentiment, I think, will, you know, comes through in the song.
Let's listen at 92.3 K-Rock.
Can't believe it, I can't conceive it, can't comprehend what it means today. Although I'm trying, still not buying, if Johnny's an angel, hey. It's too ironic, this bitter tonic, that it would have to end this way. The whole world's crying, there's no denying that Johnny's an angel, hey. Since he took that lift at Greenland, you remember when things were never really ever quite the same again. But we'll remember his love and splendor and those wonderful things that he had to say. Though we regret it, we won't forget that Johnny's an angel. And if you find your heart still searching for one good reason why, well, there are no reasons, only seasons, but still you want to cry. I can't express it, but nevertheless it really helps when we pray that day. Through human kindness and human blindness, Johnny's an angel, hey. Johnny's an angel, hey. Hey, 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 hey.
At 92.3 K-Rock from See It Was Like This, an acoustic retrospective by Aztec Two-Step. That's Johnny's an Angel, and we'll be back with more after these messages.
Hey, New York. Y'all think you're so hip to the newest fad, the hottest place? Well, I'm here to introduce a concept to you that the rest of the world's been on to forever. It's called breakfast. Y'all must be starving, so I'll make this fast. McDonald's for breakfast. They got the most scrumptious buttermilk biscuits and toasted English muffins, and they fill them with lots of delicious stuff like farm fresh eggs, real Canadian style bacon and sizzling sausage. There's apple and cheese sandwich, pastries, and mouth watering hotcakes drenched in syrup. Of course, there's fresh brewed coffee and orange juice that's as sweet as your mama's smile. Ice cold, too. And because you're busy, they're fast and friendly, even at 7 a.m. and they're everywhere. Now, I know all this is new to you, but take a night to sleep on it, and I'll see y'all in the morning for breakfast at McDonald's.
Some people have problems they can't put into words.
This is so embarrassing. My car is...
At Meineke, we can't always tell what's wrong with a car by the sound of the customer.
And then it stops.
But we can tell a lot from our free undercar inspection. At Meineke, we'll check your exhaust system, shocks, brakes, and more at no charge. Then your Meineke dealer will take the time to show you what's wrong and what's right. We'll answer all your questions and give you the price before any work begins.
It was Thursday. Coming home from the theater, it started.
So even if you can't put your problem into words, come to Meineke. Let us give you a lift without taking you for a ride.
This is Pete Fornatale back with you on the Sunday show with my special guests this morning, Rex Fowler and Neil Shulman of Aztec Two-Step, celebrating their recent retrospective album, an acoustic retrospective, See It Was Like This, on Flying Fish Records, cassettes, tapes, CDs,
all three formats,
and any to be invented in the future, I am sure. The decision to become a duo, was there a model for that? I mean, why not a band? Why not a quartet? Why not a trio? The decision to be a duo.
I wish that most of the things we've done, decision is to, like, overstate, you know, how the process or lend more to it than there really was. But I would say, quite honestly, growing up as I did on East 59th Street and looking out my living room window every day at the 59th Street Bridge. My fingers are a little sticky here. Not quite getting the musical cue, but I really was a big Simon and Garfunkel fan growing up, and I'm an even bigger Paul Simon fan now. And if I were to soft pedal that and go, nah, you know, we thought of it on our own, but you get into all those great duos. I mean, the Everly Brothers, Rex and I. You know, someone early on told us no one sings together like blood relatives, and Rex and I, we just went to different schools together, so it's not quite the same, but we've given our best shot over the years.
When did you first lay eyes on one another? Under what circumstances, etc.?
Well, we, Neil had moved up from New York, and I had moved down from Maine to Boston and to pursue musical and folk singing careers, respectively. And, you know, I had played a lot of clubs and was, you know, really out there just about every day and getting nowhere fast. And I think Neil was kind of just perusing more than actually being a folk singer back then, but I was definitely looking for a guitar player. I just bang and thump on the guitar, and Neil, ironically, had been kind of weaned on David Bromberg and was very much in. This all has come out recently, I guess, you know. Other people asking this question, but he was kind of put it in his mind that he thought that he'd like to be a guitar player, you know. Back somebody up and be involved, and it wasn't like I intended to form a duo or a trio. I was just really looking for somebody to play. And when I heard Neil play, it became very obviously that he was the guy I'd love to play with. And what happened was that I was just a wreck. I was a nervous wreck performing. I was very nervous, and Neil was this brash New York City kid, and he just took over. You know, when we started playing together, he just took over, and it became very obvious that this was a duo, where this was going to be a duo. And you know, that's how it happened.
Rex thought he could get away with kind of having me as hired help when we started. That's true. You know, his vibe was this was a guitar player, but, you know, it's really true. I always say that one reason that we flourished so early on is because I had no shame. You know, I would corral people and grab them and say, we have this great group, sit down and listen. And, you know, really put people off. But we did, I will say, you know, without undue modesty, we did deliver the goods and always would turn them around.
The arrogance of youth.
Exactly, but, right.
The best partnerships, of course, are where you add something to the, I mean, Lennon McCartney being the classic example, where one and one isn't two, but three or four or
exactly
five,
right,
depending on what you bring to one another. We mentioned earlier that you went back to your own catalog and re-recorded Aztec Two-Step material for this acoustic retrospective. Did you rediscover some songs? Did you find new things in them by going through this process?
Well, quite honestly, because we performed this way, it wasn't like we were discovering a new genre.
Right.
It's because we performed that we made this record. You know, we kind of wanted to get include all of the records that we had recorded, and I believe we did that on the CD. But for the most part, these songs are strictly songs that are kind of that have risen to the top in our performances.
A lot of your material recently has packed a wallop and a message that was certainly true on the Living in America album. And there's one song on there in particular that speaks to a rather large issue in our time, the issue of nuclear and or disarmament, period.
Yeah.
I'd like to play that one next. What can you tell us about it?
Well, I had been reading this book called The Aztecs. I was going down to Mexico with my girlfriend, and I wanted to read a little bit about the Mayans and the Aztecs, and they kept talking about this rabbit in the moon, and apparently the Mayan and Central American Indians, I guess, as well as the Chinese and other cultures, they saw the rabbit in the moon. We always, when I was growing up, my folks said, there's the old man in the moon or something, but I never saw or looked for a rabbit in the moon. And when I did finally see it, it was just this great revelation. I just loved it, you know, and to this day I always look at the moon and just look for the rabbit, and it's always a big thrill to point it out to somebody who's never seen it. At the time, I think Jack Newfield or one of the fellas at the Village Voice had talked about how artists should take more of a lead in writing about things, you know, that mattered. And he was referring to Bruce Springsteen at the time, who had done some things. And I believe I had written some other songs. Like Living in America, I wrote in 1981 or 82, but I didn't get on record until 86. And but this song I wrote just before we recorded this album in 86, and it was a direct result of just hearing it again that maybe it's a good idea to write something that was of a give a damn nature.
Rabbit in the Moon at 92.3 K Rock.
One night, I'm blinded by a brilliant light. And through the window of my room, I saw the rabbit in the moon. I read about him long ago in a country now called Mexico. Before the ancient Aztecs, I saw the rabbit in the moon. The night was clear, the moon was full, and I could feel a tidal pull. It looked so bright, so white and round. The rabbit's head was pointing down. With sloppy ears and lucky feet. And though he cannot fly or sing, he's never harmed a living thing. When Spaniards crossed their holy wars and conquering conquistadors, it made the rabbits blood run cold to see them kill for greed of gold. To blast us all into eternity, designed by our most brilliant mind, to kill us all a thousand times. Should history repeat once more, a modern-day conquistador can put his thinking through me too, to see the rabbit in the moon. Think about that night when I was woken by that light. Who was
to stole my dream? Or did I hear the rabbit scream?
At 92.3 K-Rock, that is Rabbit in the Moon from the recent acoustic retrospective by my special guests this morning, Aztec Two-Step. See, it was like this. Yeah, it was exactly like this. This is great stuff. I really would like to say again that I recommend this very highly to all of those Aztec Two-Step fans out there. A collection of their best works, 17 tracks. On the CD.
We're hoping that a few other people besides our fans will buy this. Then maybe we'll have a little success with it.
It's available on Flying Fish Records. If you can't find it here in the city, they are out of Chicago, on West Schubert in Chicago, for that matter. Aztec Two-Step on Flying Fish Records. Now, coming up, a 19th anniversary.
Next month, believe it or not.
That's pretty incredible right there.
19 consecutive years, by the way.
Do you guys socialize when you're not working?
Not in so many words. A lot of times what we do is very social. We never say, hey, let's get the girls and go to a movie together, you know. But we do so much of that on the road. You know, it's very... So I don't feel like we don't socialize, you know, but... We do need a break when we're off the road.
What's the closest you've come to putting it to rest in 19 years?
I would say that there's two periods. One was that there was a time when there was a lot of tension. There was a lot of, we saw things differently, and there seemed to be a lot of, you know, feelings and, you know, anger and occasionally bubbling up. But since then, I think we've really resolved that. We moved on. We've talked about...
What was that?
Well, I'm not surprised you don't remember, you know. When I think the tensions were kind of more palpable, but I think, you know, it's just a part of growing up, too. I mean, we've been doing this when we were kids when we were doing this, and, you know, you go through that. But I think, you know, lately we have talked about the possibility of altering the format that we work in, that's an unknown. And altering that format to where Aztec Two-Step is something that we do in certain segments of the year, as opposed to, because we have done it for 19 years full-time, good, bad, or kind of like, you know, rain or sleet, whatever.
Now, you've built in room...
Bloom of Night, I believe.
Bloom of Night, yes. You've built in room for solo projects. And, right. In fact, Rex, you did one a while ago. Trains and Rain and Attitude.
And I want to thank you on air for giving me the Alternative Grammy Award for the Bon Vinay song.
Good stuff on here.
Which was a real thrill for me. I you know, to be recognized critically is, if you know... That's all we have these days, you know.
Hey, that particular show is coming up in just a couple of weeks, and I can guarantee a place for this on it as well. So there's a little pre-information for you. But in any event,
please,
there was a song on the solo record that has now, in fact, been adapted into the Aztec Two-Step repertoire. First of all, would you tell us about that song? Because I think there's a story with it. And then would you do it?
Sure. Thanks. Bon Vinay is a refugee camp in Thailand where my sister has lived since 1971, the same year Neil and I met. And she works with an organization called JVA, and I went over and visited her one January, and in 86, as a matter of fact. And she took me... there are many camps that she works at all along the Mekong River in Thailand, which Mekong is the big river that borders all of the Southeast Asian countries up there. And consequently, the refugees that come in from Cambodia and Laos and Vietnam and so forth, you know, usually come over via the river. And except for the boat people in Vietnam. But anyway, I visited this camp, and this camp is made up of Hmong Hill tribe people who were thrown out of the country in 75 in Laos. And they were the Hill tribe people. They were, I guess they were involved somewhat with the government in as a insurgents or against the communists. And when the country fell in 75, that domino theory coming true back then that they talked about, they were really brutally treated, and you know, many of them never made it, and many thousands are still there waiting to be processed. And I just got this my impression of like what a refugee camp would be like was totally blown away by having been there. They were beautiful people, very clean. You know, there were 40,000 packed into Madison Avenue and 57th Street, but still, they retained their culture. They were very just full of life and just couldn't wait to come over to the States. And you know, the guys were walking around with their football jerseys, and you know, people with send clothing and stuff. And
there's a lot of Hmong Hill tribe people here now in the United States.
Very much so, yeah, all over the
free world,
all over the United States and the free world. You know, where they France and Australia and so on and so forth. As there are many Southeast Asian refugees, so.
Would you do it?
Love to. Thank you. I'd like to take a moment just say hi to my son Rufus, who's a sophomore this year at LaGuardia Music and Art. And I love him dearly. Just want to say thanks. He'll be my kid. Anyway.
Out in the fields of labor, far from the distant neighbors, golden seeds were scattered, joyous sounds of laughter, long before the landed. Oh, the political madness and the road to Bombay night. Dawn on the misty river, down from their mountains quiver, drenched to the bone they shiver.
Forget about the milk and honey.